From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. Yesterday, the Missouri House approved a measure that allows residents to trade in multiple vehicles to reduce their sales tax responsibility when buying a newer model. As Jacqueline Driscoll reports, the legislation now heads to the Senate, where it's expected to pass on Friday.
The bill's sponsor, Republican State Representative Becky Ruth of Festus, says it was imperative to pass the legislation swiftly to abide by a recent state Supreme Court decision and to save money for taxpayers. But Democrats made it clear again this was not an issue that deserves a special session. Minority Leader Crystal Quaid, a Democrat from Springfield, says she'd rather strengthen gun control.
It makes no sense to prioritize tax breaks for a few over the lives of Missourians who die nearly every day due to gun violence.
The measure passed with a vote of 126-21. Despite their objection to the call of the session, several Democrats did support the bill. Those who voted no say they're concerned the state could be missing out on money to repair roads and bridges. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
A wayward turkey vulture caused a power outage for about an hour on the University of Missouri campus. University spokeswoman Liz McCune said 29 buildings and 4 parking structures were without power yesterday morning. Officials say the outage happened after a turkey vulture's wing hit a connector that links the university to the city's power grid. The vulture died in the incident. A Missouri audit report shows that taxpayers spent more than $200,000 to defend former Governor Eric Greitens' use of a self-deleting text message app. A 2017 lawsuit alleged Greitens' office used the app Confide to subvert Missouri's open records laws. The case was dismissed in July. Greitens resigned last year amid allegations of sexual misconduct and campaign violations. The Kansas City Star reports that State Auditor Nicole Galloway conducted the routine audit. Her report released yesterday says most of the money funded private attorneys to represent the governor's office in the lawsuit. Neither the governor's office nor the attorney general's office responded to requests for comment. Lawmakers are looking into what the state can do to address the high cost of health care as they prepare for the 2020 legislative session, including making the cost of care more transparent and examining drug prices. As the Columbia Missourian reports, House members held a hearing yesterday to discuss ways to help Missourians get more information on what medical procedures will cost before choosing a provider. Opportunity Solutions Project lobbyist James Harris discussed right to shop, meaning the right to know the real prices while looking into the healthcare market. Several states have already passed similar legislation. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.